have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Driving Movies with Hogan and Rudy. This is the last pairing that I have planned out here for July. And we're going off with a bang. We have a treasure hunting double feature. This week we are talking about The Mummy and Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. So let's get into the info on these. Let's start with Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. That is from what year?
Oh, gosh. I think it is 1984.
Even earlier, 1981. That is directed by our man Steven Spielberg. This is his, like, fourth or fifth appearance on this podcast here. We like some Spielberg. That is written by Lawrence Kasdan, George Lucas, and Philip Kaufman. That stars Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones, Karen Allen as Marion, Paul Freeman as Rene Bellick, and John Rhys-Davies as Sala. That is going up against The Mummy from what year?
1999.
That is directed by Stephen Sommers, written by Stephen Sommers, Kevin Jarry, and Lloyd Fonvale. That stars Brendan Fraser as Rick O'Connell, Rachel Wise as Evelyn Carnahan, John Hannah as Jonathan Carnahan, Arnold Vosloo as Imhotep, and Kevin J. O'Connor as Benny. I will turn it over to my good man to give an explanation of these movies.
I'll start with good old Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. So this takes place in 1936, and you have an archaeology professor by the name of Indiana Jones, and you start out in South America, and he's trying to get this golden idol. But his plans are thwarted by another group that takes the idol from him after he gets out of the pyramid. So he hears about the Nazis trying to look for the Ark of the Covenant, which is said to hold the Ten Commandments. So he flies to Egypt and has to fight the Nazis to recover the Ark of the Covenant. And then you have The Mummy, and that is about another archaeologist in the 1920s who discovers a lost city in Egypt when he is fighting, I don't know who, but someone he's fighting. So jump a few years, and you have a group of archaeologists that are looking for this lost city, and he gets tangled up with them and says he'll take them there. And they end up releasing the mummy, and he's trying to kill everyone.
So they have
to stop him.
Yeah. So let's get into our categories here, starting with the writing. What'd you think about these two movies?
I like these adventure movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think adventure movies are a fun genre to watch. I think they're easy to watch, easy to put on. But as for specific writing for each of these, The Mummy, it's fun. I think it's a good movie. I don't think it's great. I think the dialogue is a little wonky sometimes. Brendan Fraser, I like him, but the jokes that they try to add, I don't know if you caught these. Like, something bad would happen, and then Brendan Fraser would be like, oh, what a shame, like,
like his sarcastic kind of quips.
Yeah, it never landed for me, and it took me out of the scenes. So that was my biggest pet peeve with that film.
Yeah, The Mummy is, I mean, it's an adventure movie, so that you have she's a librarian, and her brother, I forget what he does, he's just kind of like a rich guy who always gets into trouble. and they kind of stumble upon this artifact that could lead them to the lost city of Egypt, where potentially a mummy is hiding. And so you have their journey and them crossing paths with Brendan Fraser and him kind of taking him to where he found the city and everything like that. It's fun. It's a fun movie. The writing, I don't know if it's amazing. It's decent enough to get you through the plot. And really, they're just kind of building up the adventure aspect of it. And then once you're there, then you're just kind of along for the ride. But you have kind of some double crosses going on in The Mummy, much like you have in Indiana Jones. So there's a lot of similarities between the two. I just think that the writing is a little cleaner and more intelligent in Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you have the historical aspect of it, too. You have the him trying to compete with the Nazis to try to get there first, and you have kind of the back and forth between them. There are elements of comedy in Indiana Jones that I think work better than The Mummy, because it's like more subtle comedy, and it just kind of works every time that they do it.
Yeah.
Whether it's just like a facial reaction by Harrison Ford, or even with Marion, there's a scene where Marion is captured by Rene Belloc and the Nazis, and they're having dinner together, and they both start drinking and stuff like that. And just the interactions between the characters and stuff like that. There's some comedic moments in there as well. And then it'll like flip a switch, and like a Nazi will show up, and all of a sudden it's back to being like dark and kind of menacing. So they do a good job of capturing different emotions, comedy, romance, adventure, thriller, and some elements horror too.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas The Mummy, you have that too. You have romance kind of blossoming between Rachel Weisz and Brendan Fraser as the two lead characters. You have comedy in there, but the comedy kind of reminded me, not as bad, but it kind of reminded me of like Evolution from a couple weeks ago, where just seemed like a lot of the jokes didn't quite land for me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe because it seemed like they were trying to really go for more humor than like if you compared it to Raiders of the Lost Ark, there's humor in it, but it's not like that the whole movie is kind of a joke, whereas The Mummy, I feel like a lot of the movie's kind of a joke, and it's kind of silly. So you have a lot of those same elements in both of them. I just think that everything kind of pieced together and worked well for Raiders of the Lost Ark. Whereas The Mummy, it's almost like they were trying to recreate Raiders of the Lost Ark and like the feel of Indiana Jones.
Right.
But you didn't have as powerful writers behind it that were really giving it a driving force.
And it felt... So the movies are almost the same length. I think The Mummy's like 10 minutes longer. The Mummy felt way longer than Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, that's because The Mummy 2, it's like an hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes before they actually like...
Get the mummy.
To the mummy, and and that stuff happens. And then once they get to the mummy, then it almost feels like kind of wraps up too quickly. Like nothing happens once they find the mummy. Like they release them, there's danger, and then they're like, oh no, we need to stop the danger. And it's like 50 minutes of them either running away from him, or like
right
the climax scene where they're fighting him. And it just seems like there's not a whole lot of substance in there. Like it takes a long time to build up.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get there, then it's just kind of like, all right, we're just gonna let this play out and wrap up. Raiders of the Lost Ark, you have so many different scene transitions and like memorable moments where you kind of have the same thing happen where Not that it takes an hour to get to, well, it might take an hour to get to the Ark of the Covenant, but you have a lot of adventure and kind of action sequences happening up to that point. But you have, like, the fight in the market beforehand. You have them actually in the, it's like a cave where the where they find the Ark of the Covenant with all the snakes. Then after that, then you have the fight scene by the plane. You have the scene on the ship with the pirates. You have the submarine ship scene. You have the scene at the end with the when they actually open up the Ark of the Covenant. There's just so many different, like, iconic and memorable scenes to that movie. Whereas The Mummy, foreshadowing for the tech category, the only thing that's memorable to that movie for me is how bad the CGI is. But we'll get there. We'll get there when we get there. There's just nothing really that stands out as, like, a memorable scene in the writing or the play out of the story for The Mummy for me.
Yeah. In Raiders of the Lost Ark, you get just the taste of Indiana Jones. You get to understand who he is right in the beginning, and you get introduced, and it's pretty quick, and it's like a 10-15 minute scene.
And they do a really good job building off of that. And what I like to do in what I like to see in movies is kind of getting that little taste, and you identify Indiana Jones as kind of an already established character. He already has his connections. He's already been doing treasure hunts before. You kind of get a little bit of the sense of who he is in the very opening scene where he's trying to get that one idol. But, like, this is not his first treasure hunt at all. And you kind of get that in other movies like John Wick or Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise. Like, these characters are already established. They already have connections. They already know these different people. And I like that aspect when watching movies, because it's almost like you're just watching a snippet of their life rather than a open shut story that someone wrote for these characters. And they could go on to do other things, like with The Mummy. I know there's two or three sequels, but it's almost like these characters didn't exist outside of this movie, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, Raiders of the Lost Ark gets my point for sure.
Oh, yeah, that gets mine too.
What about characters?
That's a good transition from just talking about it, because you have Brendan Fraser, who is in The Mummy, and then you have Harrison Ford. Acting-wise, I think Harrison Ford does a much better job as a lead role.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Fraser isn't bad, but his sarcasm, like I said before, didn't stick for me.
Yeah.
And then I think it goes back to the writing, too, because you have Brendan Fraser, who you get a little snippet. He's a soldier, but he's American fighting some kind of war. You don't really understand why. And then it jumps 3 years, and he's in prison. And you're like, oh, well, what happened these 3 years? Why?
Yeah.
I don't understand your character. So you were at the city. Have you been in the desert for all this time? And I don't know. But Indiana Jones, you get that nice snippet of his life, and then jumps right into the Covenant part.
Even as a college professor, like, that scene for me is, like, so funny, because he's given that lecture, and then that girl with the, she paints, like, I love you on her eyelids.
Eyelids?
Like that. Yeah. She keeps blinking her eyes, and he's like, what? I don't know why that makes me laugh every time I watch that movie. But he feels like a real character, and his passion about history, you can see that he's done jobs where he's collected artifacts before for a museum or the college that he's working for. In contrast to that, you also have Rachel Weisz's character from The Mummy, who's kind of like the Indiana Jones. But if Indiana Jones was, I guess Rachel Weisz and Brendan Fraser are both fragments of Indiana Jones. Like, he's both of them combined, where he's kind of the tough adventurer, but also knows a lot of the history and is passionate about actually finding this stuff. So you have Rachel Weisz, who, she's a librarian, who her father was kind of an adventurer and a scavenger, and her mom was Egyptian or so. So she can understand Egyptian and translate it. But then she also kind of knows like hieroglyphics and stuff like that. So she's like devoted her life to knowing this kind of stuff. But what's weird about her character, and maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention to the movie, which is maybe an issue, but you don't really understand why they decide to go out and find this stuff. Like, she's a librarian. Her dad was an adventurer. I get that aspect of it. But it's like her brother shows up. He's like, hey, I have this artifact. And they're like, oh, cool. Let's now go to find this lost city and get this artifact. And you're like, okay, I guess that works.
I think she wanted the book of...
Yeah.
Not the book of life. I forgot what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
The Book of the Living, I think. It's the gold book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
But I'm not really sure.
And the artifact was the key to
mm-hmm.
finding it. But it just seems like, again, you don't really establish these characters outside of that interaction where you meet them.
Yeah.
So you have a little bit of background when she's talking to Brendan Fraser about her dad being an adventurer and stuff like that. So you're like, oh, okay, I can get why she's deciding to go out and do this. But you meet her as a librarian. She's like in a library as a librarian looking at books and stuff like that. And then her brother shows up. He's like, I have this. And they're like, okay, let's go. And you're like, wait, why are these people? Why did they decide to? Who just randomly decides to go on this treasure hunt? And maybe because Indiana Jones opens with that segment of him already trying to get treasure and then being a college professor, that I guess it's a little bit of an easier transition in that movie than it is in the movie for me.
I liked Marion more in Raiders as like the female lead. I thought she was more enjoyable to watch. Rachel was fine, but I think Marion and Indiana, you can tell they have some kind of history together. Like, this is, in The Mummy, it's like one of those stereotypical movies where two people just meet and they're like, I love you. Like,
mm-hmm.
we're going to kiss right now. But in Raiders of the Lost Ark, you have like a previous relationship that they hint at. And you're like, oh, okay, something happened between them.
Mm-hmm.
So they already have a thing.
And her dad kind of saw Indiana Jones as like his mentee in,
mm-hmm.
you know, artifact history and kind of treasure hunting and stuff like that. So you also understand a little bit of his background through her, and you're like, okay, this makes sense that they have this kind of love-hate relationship going on.
And the villains are way more terrifying in Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Ark.
The Nazis? Mm-hmm. Terrifying. More than a 3,000-year-old mummy.
Yeah. I mean, that one guy with the glasses.
Oh, creepy. Yeah.
And I love the way, again, maybe talking more in tech, but I just love the way that Steven Spielberg, I guess, has those shots anytime, like, even if it's not the Nazis, whoever, like, the antagonists are, because you could be in the marketplace and there's, you know, people working with the Nazis who are spying on Indiana Jones. It's like anytime the camera pans on him, it's like from a certain angle, the lighting is a little bit darker. You have the music going on too, and you're like, ooh, this is menacing. Like, it could just be like a normal looking dude, but the way that they film it, you're like, ooh, this guy's up to no good. This guy means business. So they do a much better job of kind of building suspense with their villains as well, where
right.
The Mummy, you have, I mean, The Mummy, obviously, who doesn't show up until the movie's almost over. But beyond that, you have Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz and her brother. And then you also have an American team who's also looking for treasures at this mm-hmm. lost city. They're not really going up against each other. They're both just kind of there.
Yeah.
They kind of are neutral to each other. But then you have a guide who previously worked with Brendan Fraser and kind of betrayed him in whatever mission he was on in the beginning.
Yeah.
Who is now helping the American team, and then eventually maybe helps the mummy in the movie. He's kind of like a cowardly henchman kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
I do like his back and forth with Brendan Fraser. I thought their kind of tense relationship was interesting to watch. But he's not really menacing.
No, he's annoying.
Yeah.
At points.
And then you have the mummy, who... he's okay. I don't know. The movie starts off with his background. So he was having a relationship with the Pharaoh's daughter. Was it his daughter or his wife?
Lover. It was the woman that no one else was allowed to touch.
Mm, gotcha.
But the high priestess was...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pharaoh found out, so he had all the priests murdered. And the mummy was also given a curse where he was buried alive with a bunch of scarabs or something like that. Beetles.
I almost forgot to bring that up, because that's part of the movie that doesn't make any sense. So they have this curse that all the Egyptians are terrified of, because if he's ever brought back, he's immortal and would take over.
Mm-hmm.
So why did they pick that curse? Why is that even a thing?
Yeah, why did they give him that
power? If they're all terrified
power?
Of it. Yeah, why give him that? That's what I was thinking towards the end. I was like, you did this to yourselves. Like,
also, I just want to point out that you had that group of Egyptians who are kind of like guarding the...
like the Pharaoh's guards, the lost ancestors.
City. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were terrible at their job.
They did not guard it very well.
Because these people show up, and so they fight him, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Brendan Fraser pulls out, like, dynamite or something like that. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll stop fighting you. But we're going to leave now. And you guys have a day to leave. And then they just leave these people here for a day. For a whole nother day where they can get into whatever trouble they want. And obviously trouble happens. But I'm like, if you're guarding this, you just did a terrible job. Like, I understand he's got dynamite. Maybe you want to protect the city and whatnot. But maybe you could, I don't know, warn them against what could potentially happen. Or
yeah, like, lay it all out. Like, this is...
or, like, keep an eye on them so that they don't get into trouble while they're there. They'll be like, listen, we're not going to kill you, but we're going to hang around and make sure you don't, you know, ruin our lives or potentially end the world. So that was one part of the writing and the character aspect that I was like, well, what's the point of these people? Just
give him a warning.
Yeah, just to give him a warning, I guess. But they didn't even give him a warning. They literally showed up. They killed a couple people. Then they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. If you keep killing us, we're going to blow up this place. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to leave then. But make sure you guys are out of here by the time we come back.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool.
That's the most trusting guards I've ever seen in my life.
We'll leave the keys under the mat. Yeah. That's like...
lock up when you leave. Don't touch anything. Interesting. I was just gonna say, but the mummy I think is kind of boring as a villain. Like,
he can be more mischievous,
and maybe it's, again, could be the terrible CGI that just makes me not care. But yes, you're gonna say your characters.
Oh, I'm picking Raiders for characters.
Me too. What about music?
This was actually probably the closest category I could find.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really enjoyed the music from The Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually listened, and then I listened after I watched it.
Hmm.
Uh-huh, to both back-to-back, whole soundtracks, back-to-back. Probably something I should be doing every week.
Yeah.
The Mummy's very good. Something I would listen to, I'd have on in the background. But Raiders, oh my gosh. Do you have it on vinyl?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course. That soundtrack is real good. Mm-hmm. And it has one of the most distinguished, like, distinguishable pieces of music. Even people who haven't seen Indiana Jones probably know, like, oh, okay, that music's from Indiana Jones. Just mm-hmm. that, like, dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah.
That was good.
So good.
You should sing all the themes.
I should sing them all?
You should just do a little snippet for each episode.
If it's under 3 seconds, it's not copyright, right?
Yeah, what's the mummy? What's that theme?
I don't even know if I know a theme.
Oh, see, you blew it already.
I know, I ruined it.
Based on that, I got to give my point to Indiana Jones. If you can't even he can't even sing me a part of the mummy. No, I think the mummy soundtrack worked for the movie. It again had those adventure themes, and it had a little bit more of a Egyptian flair to the mummy than Indiana Jones did. But Indiana Jones, you have that iconic theme. And then you also have kind of this really menacing kind of soundtrack score that happens throughout the movie. Usually when they're like uncovering the artifact, it's almost like you're scared to find out what's going to happen next.
Yeah, you're like, don't open that.
It's not a horror movie, but, and it's not a horror soundtrack. Like, it's not fear-inducing or anything like that, but it's just, it's like the mystery aspect of it where you found it, but you have no idea what you're in store for.
Oh, yeah. So,
I think the soundtrack does a really good job in Raiders of the Lost Ark in capturing the appropriate emotion.
The pop.
They're moving. At times in that movie, I think the music really helps in helping you feel what the characters are feeling.
Yeah.
Whereas The Mummy is good music, but I feel like it's more background music. I don't think it doesn't set itself apart to enhance the movie at all.
Yeah, for sure.
Raiders. All right, what about tech? The category I've been waiting for.
You're waiting for this. Raiders is a lot more terrifying than I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. There's some people's faces getting melted off.
Yeah.
Someone's head blows up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a little gruesome.
One guy gets splattered by a plane engine.
Oh, yeah.
A plane propeller.
Oh, but that fight scene. That is a very nice fight scene to watch. Mm-hmm. Fighting with a plane that is stuck going in circles. And that guy is huge. Like, the guy Indiana Jones is fighting is like, it reminds me of like a big 1920s boxer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I think is so funny is every time he comes out, he's got like a hat and like a coat on, and he sees Indiana Jones by the plane, and he takes his jacket off and his hat off. And he's like, oh yeah,
I'm waiting.
Someone to fight. Like,
how does he know to fight him?
Yeah, he's like excited to do like bare knuckle boxing with Indy.
What about the mummy?
Oh god, egregious. Some of the worst CGI. It's like the ants of CGI. Like, besides intentionally bad movies, like, I don't know, Sharknado or low budget movies that attempt to do CGI. Rewatching The Mummy, oh my god, like, half that movie is CGI, and it's, like, unwatchable at this point for me.
Oh, shoot.
It's so bad, and you know, one another frustrating thing is when The Mummy first comes back to life, he's, like, partially decomposed, that is all CGI.
Yeah.
And it looks horrible. It looks terrible. Doesn't look like decent. It looks horrible. But later on, you have his lover, who they like reanimate, and she's also partially decomposed. She looks like she's practical, and she looks great. Right. I'm like, what? Why did you make this guy CGI and look horrible, and this girl practical and look like actually terrifying and amazing? Like,
yeah, she had a knife and she was. It was terrifying. Around.
Yeah. And like, if that was also CGI, they just did a way better job on her. But I'm pretty sure a lot of that was practical because it didn't look as goofy as the mummy did. And then you have all those reanimated corpses that come back to life. They didn't look as bad as the mummy did, but they were still goofy. And then you have, like, beetles crawling in people's skin. That all looked cheesy as hell.
Ugh.
I was like, everything in that movie was like, oh my gosh, the CGI is horrible, horrible. I don't remember. I know I saw it when it probably first came out, and I don't remember a whole lot of, like, being amazed by the visual effects. But I can say for a fact that they did not age well, if you look back and watch it today.
Like the snakes in the room compared to the... Like the snakes in the room in Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Did they just put a bunch of snakes in a room? Like, how did they do that? Mm-hmm. Are those real snakes or fake snakes?
Or maybe there's, like, some real mixed in with a bunch of
some
fake.
So. Yeah, it could have been.
But, yeah, I mean...
It looked way better than the bugs and... The mummy.
Now, Raiders does have a couple scenes where there's CGI and it doesn't look like it's aged too well. You have one scene where they find the resting place of the Ark and it's like storming. And for some reason, the sky is all like CGI. It looks
like goofy.
Yeah, it looks really goofy. And then at the very end, when they do the ritual with the Ark, there's some CGI elements there that
questionable
are, yeah, haven't aged as well. But even those, with Raiders of the Lost Ark coming out in 1981, the goofy elements of the CGI in that scene still are way better than the CGI elements in The Mummy, which came out in 99. So almost 20 years later. With far better technology, they made a worse movie. They made worse visual effects than they did in 1981.
Maybe the people from Ants did did the CGI for the month.
They got a second chance and they blew it.
Oh shoot!
I give negative points to The Mummy. So yeah, wow. It doesn't have any points right from me anyway, but it's got a negative point.
It's negative one. So
yeah, for tech.
I'll give mine to Raiders.
You give Steven Spielberg direction, and he knows how to make a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Man, all of his movies look so nice. That leads us to, which movie did you enjoy more?
Oh, I think it's going to be Raiders. I actually did enjoy The Mummy, though. I can get by that terrible CGI. I can get past that.
All right.
I think I like Egypt a lot, so
mm-hmm.
I think it's fun to watch that.
And it's still an adventure treasure hunting movie, and those are like there's a lot of fun elements to it.
It's easier and it's easy watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like Raiders way more. It's a better quality movie, and I enjoy it way more than The Mummy.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is a great movie for me. It's probably a movie that I consider to be one of the best movies ever made.
Oh, shoot.
On the basis that you have movies like Indiana Jones and Star Wars, who's also George Lucas, but you have kind of these bigger scoped movies that really show you what you can do with movies. Like, mm-hmm. Indiana Jones is probably the most enjoyable, fun movie to watch for me because you have that adventure element, you have these exciting characters who are already established, you have amazing music by John Williams, you have the technical greatness of Steven Spielberg and just the way he's able to use the camera to play with your emotions, shape tension in both scenes and characters. You have these really fascinating drawn out action sequences where you have like car chases, you have the fight by the plane. All of these are like almost magical to watch because you're being transported into this other, it's not another world. I mean, it's just treasure hunting in the 1930s. But you feel like you're watching a movie, but it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's just, you're so captivated by everything that's happening on there, and everything is kind of at the top of its game. Music, tech, acting, writing. And so I really do think it's one of the best movies ever made, because I think they are able to take all those elements and give you something that it's like, wow, I'm amazed at what I'm watching right now. On the other end of the spectrum, I think The Mummy sucks.
Oh, shoot.
To take a turn there. I don't think it's a garbage film. I don't think it's a bad film. There are fun elements to it. I guess I like Indiana Jones so much that The Mummy almost feels like the dollar store ripoff of Indiana Jones to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's still got fun elements. The characters are enjoyable enough. There's no one that I really hate. The Mummy is kind of meh. But, yeah, there's just nothing about that movie that draws me back. And it could be the CGI that, you know, Indiana Jones really captivates you, whereas The Mummy kind of turns you off because all the CGI is just like, I don't know what is happening right now. So it kind of takes me out of the movie for all those elements, and it's pretty heavy-handed in its CGI throughout most of the film. The moments that aren't CGI, you know, I like the set pieces, I like the tombs and everything like that. Although rewatching it, I was like, I wonder if they used the same, like, crypt set as they did for the Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy, because they look exactly the same.
Well, let's compare it side by side.
Yeah. So, like, I like the set pieces. I like the adventure aspect of The Mummy. I like the treasure hunting kind of storyline. It just, and maybe it's because I'm comparing it to Indiana Jones that, watching these movies back to back, I'm like, wow, The Mummy is garbage compared to. It's garbage compared to Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's not a garbage movie, but that's just how I feel about it. I'm not a personal fan of it, and probably would not willingly watch it again.
Okay. That is okay.
What's next week you're picking?
Oh, that's right. I got it picked already.
Oh, okay.
We are going to watch an Irish film called Waking Ned Divine.
Okay. I've never watched it.
I watched it before in film and culture class.
Oh, okay.
And it's going up against Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched Weekend at Bernie's for the first time probably a couple months ago.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I have not seen Weekend at Bernie's, but both movies are pretty similar in their storyline of trying to make someone dead seem alive.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to it.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.